The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is back with me, the travel journalist and the Lonely Planet author. Fionn, January is a time when lots of people will be looking to book the holiday.
Indeed.
Get it done. Get it done now in the dark days of January. Something to look forward to. That's what they'll say.
Well, no, listen, one might say it with like tongue in cheek, but it shouldn't be. Like, I'm 100% of that mindset.
Yes, no, my wife said it to me. She said, do you know what we'll do this weekend? We'll just get flights booked at least this weekend.
That's what we're doing exactly. My wife and I were trying to...
Middle age is a great thing. Do you talk way too much about what day the bin gets collected as well?
Well, I always get asked, is today, like, what is today?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do you not print out the schedule and just put it on the fridge?
Yeah. Oh, look. Anyway.
But otherwise, I'm useless. I'm not needed. So the fact that I have that information...
Yeah.
Means that I have value.
Well, listen, to all of our younger listeners, this is what awaits you in your relationship after several years of marriage. The travel trends is what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, the first one is that I want to talk about is gig tripping traveling for an event or to see a gig. We obviously saw it with Taylor Swift.
Yes, that people kind of didn't get tickets here, but they went to Spain to see her or things
or
like that.
Or a lot of Americans who...
came
the
to
economics
Ireland.
Found that, like, say, going to see her in Indianapolis is going to cost you $5,000. So get a ticket for Ireland. Even though it was exorbitantly expensive, it was still cheaper to fly over, see her here, than see her, say, in Boston or whatever. But that you have, like, the lesson of the Taylor Swift phenomenon is going to be applied far more this year. So, for example, you've got, like, Hastings Hotel in Belfast who are saying, you know, we could be a really good base for the Oasis gigs, which take place in August. And obviously people are going to travel from far and wide to come and see Oasis, but not just Oasis. So you look at, like, just a quick kind of look at the gig list for this year. Sabrina Carpenter is playing in March. In June, you've got Charlie XCX, Olivia Rodrigo and Dua Lipa. And then you've got Billie Eilish in July. Haven't you noticed I picked all Gen Z? Because Gen Z are like a major, major travel demographic because they're big gig trippers. They're the ones who are going, look, I can't afford to buy a house, so I might as well take my disposable income and do the things that I really love doing, going to see my favorite artists, et cetera, et cetera.
And
have a weekend.
Are the big travel companies here then kind of getting in on that?
Oh, yeah. For example, like Cassidy Travel, Keith Prowse, Institute for Culture Travel, they've added like events to their travel listing offers. So like music, sports, events packages, like you can go see Coldplay in Las Vegas, you can see Kylie in London. Here's one for you, right? Region 7C Splendor has a 2025 cruise, that's partnering with the Aston Martin F1 team. And it's a snippet, €8,500, you know?
Yeah.
So you can go on a cruise and go to the Grand Prix.
All right, if that's what you're into.
If that's what you're into.
You mentioned sport there as well. There's a Lions tour this year, isn't there?
Yes,
for a lot of people, that'll be a big...
Oh, huge.
It's always a big trip for a
lot
of people.
Well, I mean, and it is always thus. That's not necessarily a new phenomenon.
Yeah,
so people will go, like the Rugby World Cup or the Lions tour. Well, people will say, you know what? I'm going to put my money aside and we're going to go to South Africa or we're going to go to Australia or New Zealand and turn it into a holiday and go see the three tests, et cetera, et cetera.
Anyway, that's not new, as you say, but the gig tripping thing is getting bigger.
It's a much more, there's a lot of money in that phenomenon this year. And it's event tourism, basically.
Knock tourism?
Okay, so myself and a couple of travel writer friends, we love that travel rubs portmanteaus, you know, like bleisure and, and all these words. But knock tourism, so nocturnal tourism. So everything that from nighttime travel experiences, so late opening museums, so do like spend an evening to astrophotography, you know, that's all the range. Bioluminescent beaches, etc. You know, there's anything that can be enjoyed at night.
Yeah.
And as part of the tourism package. So here's an interesting one for you. So solar activity is going to be at its highest for decades in 2025. Which means that higher than average numbers of charged particles are going to interact with the Earth's atmosphere, which are going to create many, many more aurora viewing opportunities.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Including here in Ireland.
Okay. So that's going to be a big feature this year.
So 24, we had
Instagram accounts.
Yes. So we had aurora sightings
other
since 24. It's going to be even more so. Like, and also worth bearing in mind that in case you didn't know, Ireland has three dark sky parks in Mayo, Tyrone, and also a dark sky reserve in Kerry. So there's full moon walks. You can do those in Dublin. In Mayo, Terra Firma has the stargazing safaris and has a ton of After Dark experiences. You'll find them in Sligo, etc.
Okay. From one portmanteau
to another. Camcation. I'm embarrassed even saying it. Yeah, so this is like the idea of just fostering a sense of tranquility from a busy, busy world. Again, growing in popularity for 25. So it's like, weirdly enough, the WHO had this report that says that noise pollution, particularly from traffic, is the second most important cause of ill health in Western Europe.
Noise pollution?
Noise pollution.
Wow, okay.
So stress, anxiety, et cetera. Like from the constant noise and churn of a city.
So it just causes it to be frazzled, and the frazzling.
As the frazzling.
Sick.
Yeah. Frazzling or, whatever. It can lead to kind of ill health. So, for example, there are travel companies offering quiet escapes along the coast of Norway. There are tech-free cabins in the UK and Europe, and their mission is to help the always-on to switch off. Mm. You can do that in Ireland, of
Reminds
course.
Me of that Des Bishop sketch, you know, where he talks about kind of mindfulness. That, you know, before phones, like going to the toilet was mindfulness. You were switched off.
Well, I mean, getting you had a basket of books.
Getting the bus from Galway to Dublin, mindfulness.
Wasn't there a basket of books?
Yeah, there was, but I guess, you know, getting the bus, things like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't need to switch off. We were switched off most of the time.
Ish. I don't think I ever was really switched off in the era before mine, mobile phones. But you can do that kind of digital detox. You can go off grid. Samsu, they have a cabin near Delvin on the Westmeath border, which called Searsha, and it's got a phone lockbox, Polaroid camera, and board games. Hmm. Spend the weekend, lock your phone away.
See, that I have no interest in that now. You know what I mean? That's kind of contrived.
Yes.
I prefer the Norway. I just prefer whether my phone is with me or not, just being kind of somewhere really remote rather than being somewhere that's not that remote, but I've just locked my phone in a box.
So there's another
one. I lock my phone in a box at home.
So if you're up in Finland, okay, so there's a resort called Maja Maja in the Helsinki archipelago, which has these architect-designed off-grid cabins. But the purpose of them is to reconnect with nature. So all of the activities are focused on nature walks and tree bathing, forest bathing, and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of an active experience, but that moves you away from noise. And I mean, I guess you can bring your phone with you. I mean, I'm probably with you on the whole, you know, don't tell me not to use my phone. I'll make that decision to put the phone away, or my wife will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fionn, put the phone
I
on.
Know.
What are you laughing at? Who is it?
Yeah. The next trend is, look, again, for pet owners, this will come as no surprise, but have pets will travel.
Mm.
So
you've done a bit of travelling with the
with
dog.
With the dog, yeah, for sure. And look, as customer demographics shift, so do traveller expectations. So as more people own pets, and particularly, obviously, in lockdown, there was that huge kind of glut of pet ownership. And also that sense of, well, I want to bring my pet with me. I want to arrange a holiday so that I can factor in the pet. So I've done the ferry crossing with Stena.
Yeah.
And taking the pet. We go to England with the pet on Stena regularly. We've gone to France on holidays with the dog, and we've talked about it here.
Yeah.
And also as well as increasing number. Now, there's lots of restaurants and bars and cafes across Ireland that are pet friendly. But increasingly a number of hotels are welcoming pets. Now, the thing is there are lots of different guidelines to, like, are the pets welcome in all parts of the hotel, or are they just welcome to, they can stay in your room, but they can't go into the public areas of the restaurant. So it's about, when a hotel says it's pet friendly, you need to check the terms and conditions, make sure also the different pet sizes, they mightn't welcome big dogs, they might welcome small dogs. You know, there's lots of different variables.
Okay.
But there is no doubt that the travel industry is responding to the fact that a lot of travellers want to bring their pets with them. The next one is, and it's connected to the last one, is destination dupes, which is similar locations. So it's instead of go to.
Okay. Instead of Dunmore East, go to Tramore.
No, it's the other way around, surely. Tramore is more people than Dunmore East.
Oh, yeah, but Dunmore East is nicer.
I guess the point is to mitigate the effects of busyness or overtraining.
Oh, right, okay.
So, like, for example, you get a similar experience at a cheaper cost with fewer crowds. So go to Albania instead of Greece, for instance.
High up on my list, Albania.
That's been very popular on TikTok. in the last couple of months.
Going to Albania?
Yeah, Albania, oh, really.
No,
so,
no,
like, for
gone,
example,
gone
Bruges.
My list.
There's one I noticed this, Bruges. After, yes. In Bruges, lots of people wanted to go. Bruges is a beautiful city. It's a very touristed city. Go to Ghent.
Yeah, instead. Friends of mine are living in Brussels at the moment for a couple of years and can't speak highly enough of Ghent.
Yeah,
absolutely
Ghent
beautiful.
Is gorgeous. Look, the Maldives is a bucket list destination for many. It's a honeymoon heaven, but it's also expensive. And so if you want an alternative that's cheaper, less crowded, as in less frequented, Palawan in the Philippines. The Bodrum Coast of Turkey instead of the Côte d'Azur. Palermo rather than Lisbon, for instance.
Yeah.
If you're looking for Baroque decay, yeah. et cetera,
And this is about avoiding crowds. And it kind of overlaps a little with over-tourism, which is an issue we've talked about.
So,
as well.
Yeah, and over-tourism, yeah. And look, I mean, and it's going to reach maybe not the full tipping point, but it's definitely getting to a tipping point this year. So, like, you know, again, this is like, if you can, consider traveling in the off-season, consider alternative destinations, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of which, and I realise we're kind of down for time, can I just give one little shout-out, if you indulge? So, a long time listener to the slot and to yourself is Timmy Joe Sullivan, who from Knocknageha and Bohrbew in Cork, passed away on Friday night. And his son is a good friend of mine. And I must say, it was like over the years, like it was always you'd get the odd message from Timmy Joe, who's in his well into his 80s.
Mm.
Really avid fan. And so I have to say, I was just like, I was very, very sorry to hear of his
podcast. Oh, yeah. Listen, I add my voice to that as well. So.
Yeah. It's look, you know, when you have like a loyal, an enthusiastic listener. To
yeah. Them. Anyway, so, listen, our commiserations and thoughts with all the O'Sullivans in, where were they? Cork or Kerry, did you say?
Cork. Oh, geez. No. They're close to Kerry.
But oh, God. Oh, my, sorry. I've offended them all. None of them are listeners anymore now.
You. Knocknageha.
All the O'Sullivans from near Kerry.
Yeah. And there's so many of them. There's so many.
Bjorn, listen, thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.